As we continue in worship, we have a couple weeks together. We're going to be reading from Micah this week, and then we're going to look at the Lord's Prayer next week. And then the following week, August 3rd, Reverend Tina Hamilton, or Tina, will be here to be with you. And I know that will be a good time together. Not Tina Hamilton, sorry. But yes, that'll be a good time of worship as well, August 3rd. I'm going to be reading this morning from Micah 6. Six through eight. It says, "With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen." Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this time of worship. We give you thanks for the opportunity to be together in this place, to worship you, to know that we're not alone on this journey. But God, as we draw with one another and with you, may we seek to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with you each and every day. God, I ask that you speak through me and inspire me this day that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. Well, over the last few weeks, we've been hearing stories and seeing images of the children and families that lost their lives or were missing as the result of the floods on the 4th of July. It's been heart-wrenching to see faces, so many faces of families and of grandparents and of little children whose lives were cut away too short. So much potential, so much possibility. It's been overwhelming to see, to witness. It's also been overwhelming to see how connected we are as humans and how each of us probably knows someone who knows someone who's been affected by this disaster. And we try to make sense of it. We try to make sense of these things, and it challenges us. And we wonder, and we ask questions, how did this happen, and why did this happen, and how? Who do we blame, and who can we blame? And it's often God, the all-powerful, all-knowing, omnipresent, who becomes the one of blame. Much of what happens in the world is clearly not God's will or plan for us, and justice is not God's plan, hate, violence, poverty, cruelty, abuse. When things that happen that are not God's will, when they do happen, we ask these questions of how, why. And yet, I think the big thing that instead of blaming God or pushing God away, there's an opportunity for us to draw near. There's an opportunity to draw near to one another and to a loving God who draws near to us. In our grief, sadness, hurt, there's an opportunity to respond to the needs of the world with love, compassion, and mercy. In the storms of life, we draw strength from God who gives us resilience in facing circumstances beyond our control. This is the foundation of our faith. It's what it means to be the church. It's what it means to be a child of God. We were created for this purpose. We were created in the image of God. A purpose bigger than ourselves. And once we get past maybe a fear of not knowing enough or not feeling adequate enough, we find that there's actually something within each one of us that we can be difference makers. To somehow positively affect others around us, the world around us. According to Jesus, our daily lives are meant to be lived in this rhythm of accepting and reciprocating God's love, loving our neighbors, and pursuing God in tangible ways. And we see in Micah 6, 6-8, to do justice, to love kindness, to walk humbly with God. Micah is one of the minor prophets. We don't know a whole lot about him except that he was a prophet in the 8th century, a contemporary of the better known prophets Isaiah, Amos, and Hosea. But we've heard this scripture. We've heard these words. In fact, as I was walking around New York from Central Park, we were going to find lunch. I look up on the side of a building, and if I wasn't trying to keep up with my family, I would have seen what building it actually was. But on the side of the building, it said, "Do justice, do justly, love mercy, walk humbly with God." A reminder. A reminder. This text is well known. I think it gives us an easy way to live and to think about our actions. But it also helps us think about what does God expect? And it's relevant as the time of Micah as it is today. Micah was a mouthpiece for God. He first reminds Israel of the miraculous history she's experienced through the mighty acts of God, liberation from Egypt, liberating leaders, safe passage into the promised land. And yet, Israel still asks, what does the Lord require? What does God require? 10,000 rams, rivers of oil, the death of my firstborn, and no. Three things. Do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with God. You said, see, meaningful lives are lived moment by moment. We pay attention to the needs of the world around us. We give thanks to God from whom all blessings flow, and we acknowledge that life is a gift from God. It's been hard to figure out how to respond to the devastation of the floods. I want to thank you for donating and for generously supporting UMCOR, one of the ways that the Methodist Church has been responding. There's been churches also that have been putting together flood buckets to support families who are going back into their homes or what's left of their homes and trying to clean it up a little bit. These are small acts of kindness. And you may be saying, like, what's a flood bucket do? Well, I haven't gone to the Hill Country yet to experience that and to be present there, but I was in the Rio Grande Valley for 9 years, and there were many rainstorms there along the coast. And following one of those floods in Harlingen, I remember driving around and passing out these flood buckets to folks in need. We filled the back of the car, we drove up and down the streets, and if we saw someone, we stopped. We said, "Would you like a flood bucket?" I found out that most of the time, the people didn't really know what they were needed or what they were going to do first. They were overwhelmed. They were heartbroken. For people like Rolando or Mr. Ms. Bahur, it was just the presence in prayer that someone showed up and that people care. That God is still God and that God is a God of love. He'll never leave us. We draw near to God, we draw near to one another in every moment of hurt and disaster. Our meaning, our reminder is to be present, to provide peace that we're not alone. Our needs change moment by moment. Our response changes moment by moment. But doing justice, loving kindness, and walking humbly with God is something that doesn't change. A great Quaker gentleman expressed it well over two centuries ago when he wrote, "I expect to pass through this life but once. If there is any kindness I can show or any good thing I can do to any fellow being, let me do it now, and not defer nor or neglect it, as I shall not pass this way again." You see, our greatest purpose in life is to be loved by God and to love God and to reflect God's love in tangible ways to others. And when we do this, we find ourselves living the life that God intends for us. Friends, we never have to fear our life being meaningless or insignificant. We live in this dance of giving and receiving. Moment by moment, God is at work in us and through us, walking with us on our path. May we always humbly pursue love and justice, mercy and kindness, and in doing so, may our lives be filled and be meaningful every single day. Let us pray. Gracious God, we love you and we thank you for this time of worship together. We thank you for the opportunity to be together in this place, for you walking with us on this path, and for calling us to do justice and love kindness and to walk humbly with you. God, it's not like when some suggestion. It was one of the things that you told us to do. So maybe be mindful of that in the ways in which we live our life day by day. We love you and we thank you for being with us. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.